Our Heavenly Father, this morning we are very, very happy because we hear the song, what you have promised to us, as long as we trust and obey you. We will be blessed, not only in this life, also in the life to come. And I pray, Lord, that you help your servant to explain your word clearly, so that we understand what you're trying to say to us. And I pray all this in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And joy lead us to song this morning. Say that trust and obey, right? So I want brother and sister to remember this. Genesis chapter 12 verse 1. Write that down. Trust and obey. And Genesis chapter 12, 2 to 3. And believe in it. And trust in it. Okay? So we have to trust and obey first. The Lord said to Abraham, leave your country. Right beside your country. I want you to write that down. Genesis chapter 11. What kind of country it is? Remember 2 weeks ago I told you to read the Genesis chapter 12. I mean Genesis chapter 11 all the way to 25. Did anyone follow that and read that? Emily knocked her head. She read it. Okay? Leave your country. I want to tell you what kind of country it is, so that you know why you have to leave your country. Just save your time. So this country is in Shinar in verse 1, in verse 2. They found a plain in Shinar and settled there. This is the country. It's Ur Chaldean. It's Babylonian. Okay? And then what kind of people are they? They said to each other, come, let us make brick and bake them thoroughly. They use brick instead of stone and tar instead of the mortar. Then they said, listen to what they said, okay? Circle the word, verse 3, they said. And then verse 4, they said, come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heaven, so that we may make a name for ourselves, not to be scattered over the face of the whole earth. Every word that come out from their mouth, they oppose the Lord. They say, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heaven. Can you do that? You cannot do it. Secondly, they say, we will make a name for ourselves. They glorify themselves. They don't glorify the Lord. Thirdly, they don't want to be scattered over the face of the whole world. I don't know whether you remember what God said to Adam. Be multiplied. And then scattered throughout the whole world. They say things opposed the Lord. But if we don't read the Bible, we don't even know what the Lord said. Brother and sister, write that down, okay? Right beside what God said to Adam, okay? Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. God blessed Adam and Eve and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Circle the world. Fill the earth and subdue the earth. Fill the earth, that means scatter throughout the whole world. And then, you know what they say? They say, no, we don't want to be scattered over the face of the whole world. And God gave them a city. And they say, no, I don't need God to give me a city. I build a city for my own name to glorify myself. I don't know, did you see what I see? Did you see that? Emily, did you see that? Emily, did you see that? Chapter 11, verse 4. Come, Let us build ourselves a city. Circle the word city. You want a city that built by man? Or you want a city that built by God? Write that down, Hebrew chapter 11. Jesus Christ is the architect, and Jesus Christ is the builder. Chapter 11, verse 10, the book of Hebrew. For he was looking forward, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They were looking forward to the city with foundation, whose architect and builder is God. I want you to write that down right beside chapter 11, verse 10. You write down Genesis chapter 11, verse 4. What kind of city you're looking forward to? I'm looking forward to the city that Jesus Christ is the architect and he is the builder. I want you to write that down right beside Genesis chapter 11, verse 4. Come, let us build ourselves a city. They want a city of their own. They want to make their name great. And they were destroyed. That's why God said to Abraham, leave your country. They are wicked. They trust in themselves. According to the book of Proverbs, those who trust in themselves is a fool. It's a foolish man. If you trust God, you leave that city. You don't stay there because you oppose God. God say to you, you have to fill the whole earth. They say, no, I don't want to be scattered throughout the whole world. They make their own name great. They glorify themselves. They don't glorify the Lord. Don't follow that man. If you follow this, you will get the sevenfold blessing that is recorded in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3 and 4. Leave your country and leave your people. Right beside leave your people, you write that. Those people in Ur, Chaldean, in Babylon, they are the ones who oppose God. They make their own name great. They glorify themselves. Eventually, that place will be destroyed. Look at the kingdom of Babylon. Now, nobody say, well, we are from Babylon now. This country was destroyed. Totally destroyed. Disappeared from the earth. Don't ever do that, okay? You make yourself, your name great, eventually you'll be destroyed by God. Make God's name great by obeying and trust in him. And I want you to write that down to your people right beside Genesis chapter 12. Your people, you write down Laban, Elizabeth, a brother. Okay? And he know that Abraham left Ur Chaldean and went to Haran, and then from Haran, his father, Terah, stayed in Haran, and he go down to the land of Canaan. Laban know that Abraham left Ur Chaldean and went to Haran. Laban only go to Haran later on in his life and go halfway. Don't follow with this kind of people. Make sure what kind of friends that you make with. Last week when I come back from New York, I hear from Ronald tell me that He invited his brother to come to the church. What did your brother say to you? What did he say to you? You don't need to come to the church for salvation. And he asked me that. You don't need to go to the church for salvation. In other words, same as you don't need to go to school for education. Right? And that guy, he's still coming. You know what? Moses, you feel discouraged? Look at him. He comes to this church. You put the effort. You don't rely upon anyone to bear fruit. You have to do your own work. Work out your salvation. You don't spend time with this guy. This guy is God. You understand? His own brother said to him, you don't need to go to the church for salvation. You know what his brother said? Write that down, man. He said that Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. As long as you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you are saved. You don't need to go to the church. There's no church over there. You know what? What did I explain to him? You write that down, okay? You write that down right beside Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 10. You write down Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 all the way to 27. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 said, Jesus said to his disciples, truly, truly, I say to you, not everyone who call me Lord, who confess before everyone that Jesus is Lord, will be able to enter the kingdom of God. Only those who do the will of the Father. Is that Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 opposing Romans chapter 10 verse 9 to 10? No. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 to 10 is for baby Christians. So then, how can you be born again? Whereas Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 all the way to 27 is for mature Christian. From baby Christian to mature Christian, you need to be fed with the Word of God. You know, you got to know the will of your Father. You don't know your will. You be a Christian for 20 odd years, you're still a baby Christian. You are in deep trouble, man. You are in deep trouble. You understand? People said, you don't need to go to the church for salvation. Same as Laban. Laban is the father-in-law of Jacob. And he said to himself, I don't need to follow Abraham from Ur Chaldean to go to Haran, and then from Haran go to Canaan. All I need is go to Haran, take over my grandfather's heritage, good enough. These are the people like that. Leave your people. I say that one more time. Leave your country. Those people, the countrymen over there, they build their own city. They don't want the city that's built by Jesus Christ. In John, Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 1 to 3, I go to the place, you know where I'm going? I go to prepare a place for you. That's the city. A place that is a city. That city is Revelation chapter 21 and 22. New Jerusalem, heavenly city. And that city is the same city in Hebrew chapter 12. I mentioned 2 weeks ago. Brother and sister, read the Bible yourself so that you know what the world is really believing. They only go halfway. Same as leave your father's household. His father know that the Lord required him to go to the land of Canaan. When he arrived in Haran, he settled there and then he died there. Okay, so that's why God say to Abram, leave your father's household. All these people, they cannot receive the holy city, the new city, the new Jerusalem, the place that Jesus Christ prepared a place for us. They, none of them get there. Okay? Now I want to go back, emphasis on the sevenfold blessing. Go back to Genesis chapter 12. I want to prove it to you that whatever, as long as you have done what God required of you to do, you've done it, leave your country, leave your people, and leave your father's household, and go to the place I show it to you, not Haran, but land of Canaan. If you leave all these places and go to the place God show it to you, you will get this sevenfold blessing. Don't ever just believe in Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, all the way to verse 3, say, oh, I get this sevenfold blessing, without doing Genesis chapter 2, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. You have to do that first, right? Trust and obey first. Go to that place. Then you will see that sevenfold blessing. I read that to you to see how we're going to receive, the city that God has prepared for us. Turn to Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. The Bible says, I will make you into a great nation. Circle the word, great nation. Okay? I will bring you in the millennial kingdom. After that, I will bring you to the new heaven and new earth. Revelation chapter 21 and 22. I will bless you. The condition is you have to leave your country, leave your people, and leave your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. Then I will bless you. And third blessing, I will make your name great. Circle the word, make your name great. You don't need to make yourself name great, okay? God will make your name great. Circle the word. Chapter 11, you know what they say? Come, let us build for ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heaven, so that we may make a name for ourselves. They want to make their name great themselves. They trust in themselves. They are foolish men. Write that down. For the Proverbs, chapter 28. I want to circle the word. Verse 26. He who trusts in himself is a fool. You want to be a fool? And you want to destroy your own life? God said to Abram, leave your country, leave your people, and leave your father's household. They are no good. They are foolish men. He who walk with the foolish man will become a fool. He who walk with the wise will be wise. And I also want you to write that down. Terah, Abram's father, is a fool. Laban, Jacob's father-in-law, is a fool. They only go halfway. Okay? And I want you to turn to Proverbs chapter 28, verse 25. You write down Abraham. But Abraham is the one who trusts in the Lord, and he will prosper. Proverbs 28, 25. Do you see that? 28, 25. Abraham trusts and obeys, and he's prosperous, he's successful. Laban and Terah He trusts in himself. He thinks it's good enough. It's good enough. Same as Anderson said that. You don't need to go to the church for salvation. Right? As long as you read the Bible, believe in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, you'll be good enough. Will you tell me how come you don't follow your brother? He's foolish. That guy, you know what? He's born again, he was baptized. That makes a difference. You wasn't like that. Because remember, Moses take you here. You hear the sermon one time, two times, is it good enough? It's no use. It's garbage. But now you stay behind. You know why you stay behind? Because you come every Thursday and study the Bible. You know the Bible. Right? Give me five. That's the difference, Moses.
I see that he need to save his brothers.
Say it again.
I feel that he need to save his brothers.
No, he will save his brother. I can tell you the story. I can go to your place. You will build me. Come for coffee, it's okay. Tell me Jesus Christ, you are out to lunch. Right? 9 years later, you call me John. So how do we say about the belief in Jesus? You know what I mean? That guy is my guy. Because he starts studying the scripture with me. Alright? You see a difference? It's only half a year. Right? He built his own life in a solid foundation. When the storm comes, when his brother said to him, you don't need to go to the church for salvation. You say, what? Why are you saying what you say? Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 said, right? But you say to me, Romans 8, I say, no, Romans 8 wasn't said there. I memorize the Bible verses, it's Romans 10, right? All these people, they're going to say to you, you don't need to go all the way in order to be blessed. I tell you one thing, you go halfway, you don't get a blessing. You don't get a blessing to go halfway, okay? You only get a blessing to go all the way. All the way, nothing but the way. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ, okay? You know what was the church? In Ephesians chapter 1, the church is the body of Christ. Anyone who is in Christ, no more condemnation. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old has passed, the new has come. Anyone who are in Christ will be blessed. Abraham is the one who is in Christ because he trusts in the Lord. He will be prosperous and successful. Okay, keep going. Let's see the city. Revelation chapter 21. The old heaven and the old earth still around. You won't see the new city. Revelation chapter 21 verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth has passed away. And there was no longer any sea. Circle the word. I saw the holy city. These are the holy city God has prepared for you. Not the city they built for their own name. Okay? Write that down. This holy city is different from Genesis chapter 11, verse 4. Come, let us build for ourselves a city. This city is man-built, but that holy city, Jesus Christ is the architect and he's the builder. You say, Pastor John, how do you know that this holy city, Jesus Christ, is the builder? You write that down. Revelation chapter 21, verse 2, you write that. Gospel of John, chapter 14. And what did Jesus say? Chapter 14, verse 1. Do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me, said Jesus. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you, circle the word, a place. That place is the holy city. That place is the Revelation chapter 21 and 22. Go back to Revelation chapter 21. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. Do you see that beautiful city? That holy city? And men say that, foolish men say that, let us build a city for our own name, so that make our name great. No, your name will not be great, your name will be destroyed. Because anyone who tries to build a city and trust in himself and ignore the teaching of the Bible, they go to hell. Go back to Genesis chapter 12. What is written in Genesis chapter 12? I will make you into a great nation. That great nation with a great city is the holy city in heaven. Okay? That Jesus Christ is the architect, is the builder. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. Whoever curse you will be cursed, and all the people on earth will be blessed through you. All this blessing, I want to circle that. All this sevenfold blessing has a down payment, has a deposit, has a guarantee. You write that down? Genesis chapter 12, verse 7. The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, because Abraham left Haran and arrived in Canaan, and the Lord is very happy with his decision and appeared to him, to your offspring I will give this land. I want you to understand, this land is the earthly land. If you don't get a land now, very likely you won't get a land in the future. That's why he say, I will give you this land on earth, now, okay, to your offspring. But he didn't say give this land to Abraham. He said, I will give this land to your offspring, not you, to your offspring. And then you know how Abraham respond to God. Most of the Christians, they don't respond like that. See, you give it to my son, you give it to my children, you don't give it to me. What's the proof that you're going to bless me? He still believe in it. You know what did he do? So he built an altar. He offered sacrifice to God. He built an altar there to the Lord. He thanks God for that. With sacrifice, okay? He honored God, he glorified God. I want you to write that down. 12:7, right beside the altar, you write that. Psalm 50, verse 23. Anyone who honor me, offer me with thanksgiving sacrifices, is the one who honor me. He who honor me, I will show him my salvation to him. Turn to Psalm 50, verse 23. He who sacrifices thanks offering. Right beside. This is how Abraham built an altar to the Lord and honor the Lord. Because you bless my children, I honor you. Even though you don't bless me right now, I honor you. He who prepared the way, he who built the altar and honor God, offer sacrifice to God, I may show him the salvation of God. Okay? What's the salvation? You write that down. That salvation is Genesis chapter 12. What kind of salvation he's talking about? Because the king of Egypt see that Abraham's wife is so beautiful, take his wife to be his own wife. And the Lord said, I inflict a severe pain and suffering in the king Pharaoh. Okay? That's how God showed his salvation to Abraham. I want you to write that down. Chapter 12, verse 17. The Lord inflicted serious disease on Pharaoh and his household because of Abraham's wife Sarah. You write that down. Right beside him. There's serious disease. That's the salvation of God. That's how God saw it. You write that down right beside here. Psalm 50, verse 23. And then write Genesis, chapter 12. He built an altar there and offered sacrifice to the Lord there. You honor God when you see the blessing, and God showed you his salvation. Chapter 12, verse 7. Right beside chapter 12, verse 17, you write that chapter 12, verse 7. The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your offspring I will give this land. So he built an altar as an offered sacrifice to the Lord and thanked him and honored him, that who appeared to him, and God showed him his salvation. Okay? God showed him his salvation. What? King Pharaoh, he take any woman he liked. Nothing happened. He did it all the time, but this time is different. The Lord inflicted a severe disease upon his household and his entire nation of Egypt. Scare the hell out of him. Take your wife back. I have nothing to do with it. You live here. You understand? Is God's word is faithful or it's not faithful? If you want to be blessed like Abraham, when you hear God's promises, not just to you, but to your children, what should you do, Stephen? Build an altar. Offer sacrifice to God and call out his name. And thank him. Can you imagine if someone give you a gift, it's just grab it and then don't say anything? No more blessing, man. This is the wrong attitude, do you understand? He who sacrifices a thanksgiving to the Lord is the one who honors God and glorifies God. You don't try to honor your name, you know, with all these blessings. You try to honor yourself. God say, no more blessing. No more blessing. I'm going to teach you a lesson. Because without me, you get nothing. With me, you get everything. The more you honor me, the more you make my name great, God say, I make your name even greater. Does it make sense? You try to honor your name, glorify yourself, you're in deep trouble, man. You don't come to the church, how can you learn this lesson, man? You think you can learn it by reading it yourself? I don't think so, right? Keep going. Go back to Genesis, chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. I take this word. I will make your name great. I want to emphasize that. Prove that God is faithful. How did God make Abraham's name great? Because the Lord inflicted a severe disease on Egypt. Everybody knows. You can touch any woman, but don't touch Abraham's wife. You understand? Is his name great? He didn't have a castle. He didn't have a city. He didn't have any wall to surround him. He's a shepherd. All his wealth is in the sheep and goat and all that, right? Moving around. But God is a wall of fire surrounding him. Anyone touches him, you write that down. Anyone who curses him, take his wife, the Lord says, I will curse him. Make his name great. No one dare to touch him. You understand? I want you to write that down. Genesis chapter 14, make his name great. Remember I mentioned 2 weeks ago, four kings fighting with five kings. and fighting by the loser. And fighting, losing so much that he willing to give contribute, tribute to the fall king for the last 12 years. But on the 13th year, they say, enough, I don't give you any more tribute. So you don't give me tribute, the fall king say, I'm going to fight you, defeated you, and just happened that Lot stay in the city of Sodom. Okay, Sodom is one of the 5 kings they were defeated. In that battle, the 4 kings overcome the 5 kings, take away all their wealth. The 4 kings say, you give me tribute. Every year give me tribute, I don't fight you. But he refused to give, so I take everything now. Take everything that Lot has, okay? Lot is the one, is a foolish man. He thought he become rich when he go to Egypt together with Abraham. And he think that he will be rich when he's away from Abraham. He didn't know that God said, I will make you a blessing. In other words, anyone who touches you will be blessed. Lot didn't know that. Lot that say, oh, I'm a smart guy. Okay? I become rich when I go to Egypt. Now I come back, the land is so small. We just part company. I don't follow you anymore. I pick my own place. Listen to me. You pick your own place to go. You don't follow Abraham. God said to Abraham, I will show you the place to go. But where's the Lord? In Genesis chapter 14, he picked his own place to go. He didn't cry out to God, should I go to this place? Should I do this or should I not do it? You say, wow, this is a good place. I got so many sheep. Okay? I see that, wow, that land is so good, Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, gradually and move over there. And eventually, all his wealth was taken away in Genesis chapter 14. You know what the Bible says? Abraham rescued him with 318 trained men, together with 3 brothers and his tribe. You know, 3 brothers. How many people with 3 brothers, you know what I mean, with their tribe? But I want you to remember, 4 kings fight with the 5 kings. The 5 kings, they were defeated by the 4 kings. That means that 4 kings is strong and powerful, you understand? And now Abraham has only 318 strong men, right? Trained men, fight more. But that 318 men believed in Abraham. Abraham said, let's go and fight that battle. God made his name so great. And he chased after the 5th king, go all the way to the northern kingdom, even to Damascus, and rescued Lot and his entire family. And that made his name very great. Only 318 trained men that he bought, right? Together with his 3 brothers of the Gentile, they willing to follow Abraham. I want you to write that down. All these 3 men. Name them. You write that down. These are the 3 men and their tribe. They blessed Abraham. I want you to write that down. In Genesis chapter 14, write that 3 men. The name. 14:13. The first man is Eskom. Second man, Anna. Okay. And then 14. And then 14 verse 24. I will accept nothing but what my men have eaten and the share that belongs to the men who went with me, the man who went with me, circle the 3 names. The first name, Edna. Second name, Eskom. The third name, Memory. Okay, that's 3 names. Same as in the Genesis chapter 12, verse 13. Memory, Eskom, and Edna. These 3 men blessed Abraham. And now, They get all the wealth now to fighting the Viking. To fight the four king. How many wealth they receive? Four king fight with the five king. Four king get all the wealth from the five king. Now Abraham win the battle. That means he get nine kings wealth. And Abraham said, I don't need anything, because it is not this five king make me rich. It is God who make me rich. I don't need that. You understand? But all the other people who follow me, who bless me, I want them to get. Listen to me carefully. God say, I make you a blessing. Anyone who follow Abraham will get the blessing Abraham received. Lot is a foolish man. On Genesis chapter 14, he was rescued. Did he come back to Abraham? No. You write down Genesis chapter 19. And this time, God sent fire into the Sodom and Gomorrah. That's where Lot stayed. And then two angels rescued his family. And he didn't even come back. That foolish man stayed in the mountain. And then his two daughters committed adultery. He's a foolish man. He suffered pain and refused to repent. You write that down. Without repentance, he cannot have salvation. Write that down in Luke chapter 24, verse 47. The entire Bible, both the Old Testament and the New Testament, talk about what? Repentance. You repent and turn around, and you'll be saved. You realize that you suffer pain, just like King Pharaoh realized he suffered pain. Give up his wife, give up the wife that he took away. So I turn around, I get nothing to do with it. You understand? Don't keep doing what you like to do. When you find out that you suffer pain, you turn around. Don't follow Genesis chapter 14, go all the way to 19. 19, we see that. In Genesis chapter 14, he get all the wealth, his wife, his property, everything back. But he didn't turn around. In 19, he lost everything. He lost everything. He lost his wife. He lost two of his daughters. If I don't read 2 Peter chapter 2, I thought he'd go to hell, that guy. And Peter said, he's the only righteous man. He cannot even save his daughter. He cannot even save his wife. He's a foolish man. He's stupid. You suffer pain, you don't turn around. You keep doing it. You don't do it like that, right? Chapter 14 is a lesson for you to learn. To learn what? The sooner you turn around, the sooner you get blessing. He keep going. 19, he lost everything. I want you to write that down. 19, he lost everything. In Psalm 83, he go with the wicked people to fight against the Israelites. He's a wicked man. I don't say Lord is a wicked man. The offspring of Lord is a wicked man. Go to Psalm 83. Keep going. Psalm 83. See how your enemies are stirred, how your foe rear their head. With cunning they conspire against your people Israel. They plot against those you cherish. Come, they say. You know, the wicked men are always like that. Come, right? In Book of Proverbs, the wise woman say, come, go to the holy city. The wicked woman say, well, come, go to hell with me. You understand? Take a look at that wicked people say, come. Say the Genesis chapter 11. Come, let us build a city of our own, okay? Come, they say, let us destroy the people of Israel as a nation, that the name of Israel be remembered no more. No, God can make this Israel a great name, because Israel is the descendant of Abraham. And with one mind, they talk together, they form an alliance against you. Keep going. Who are they? Keep going. All these wicked people gathered together. Even Assyria has joined them to lend strength to the descendant of Lot. If Lot is a foolish man, his descendant is even foolish. That's why God said to Abraham, leave your father's household. If your father is a foolish man, don't follow him. You understand? Oh man, this is amazing, you know? I want to end in here. Turn to Genesis chapter 14. Genesis chapter 14. When he win the battle, the high priest, the great high priest of God, appeared to Abraham and said to him, blessed be Abraham by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth. The high priest of God Most High say to Abraham, you win the battles not because you have a mighty army, you win the battle because God is your shield, he protected you. And that's why praise be to God Most High. Blessed be God Most High, who deliver your enemy into your hand, so that he be humble. It's not you that you're powerful. It is I make your name great, so that you can win the battle. In Genesis chapter 15, after this, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield. Anyone who attack you, I attack them. Anyone who help you, I bless them, make them prosperous and successful. And I am your very great reward. And later on, how did God make his name great? I want you to turn to Genesis chapter 23. Verse 5. The Hittite replied to Abraham, sir. Hittite replied to Abraham, call him sir. Listen to us. You are a mighty prince among us. He has no city of his own. He's sojourner. He's a stranger. He's an alien. He moves his tent from place to place. Where there's grass, he goes. He gets nothing. But all these people, when they hear, I want to buy a land so that I can bury my wife, they say, no, you don't need them. You can pick any place. No one will stop you. You are mighty prince in our sight. We heard about the great battle that you fight, 280 men. We all know that God is with you. We all know that God bless you. Take whatever you want. Abraham said, oh, I don't take it for free. I pay for it. Because eventually, he knows that I'm going to die in that place. Because that place is the place the Lord showed me I will get blessed. I live here and I die here. And Lord is not like that. But he becomes rich, he go there, do this and do that. And he destroys all that. Brother and sister, listen to me in conclusion. Make sure you hear what God has to say to you, the place that he showed to you, the thing that he showed you to do. Don't do your own thing. You do your own thing, you don't get the blessing. You do God what he wants you to do, you do the work of the Lord, you'll be richly blessed. Our Heavenly Father, I give you thanks. You are faithful God. You make Abraham's name great because he didn't build for his own name. He didn't build for his own city. He's looking forward to a city, a holy city, a new Jerusalem come down from God from heaven to the new heaven and earth. That is the place that we're looking forward to receive the inheritance. Hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. And I pray all this in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.